This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Commanders have a bright future, and it's time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of this show can help. They're the law firm Kondorian Murat. They'll help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you or your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. If you tell them G&D sent you, you'll get a discount. It's kmlawyers.com. Atlas Brewworks, we're here until 6:30, about 90 more minutes of show, and time to kick it with you. So if you're getting out of the office, if you are in the vicinity, come on by and say hello. We are getting ready for a big weekend of football and a massive opportunity for the Commanders on a football Friday to get to 4-1. Speaking of which, wanted to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this at 800-636-1067. If the Commanders continue to win, and if the Commanders continue to be a fun watch, if they're the it team, if their quarterback becomes the answer, he's the franchise, he's a stud, will the name grow on you, yes or no? Yesterday we had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of feedback and excellent calls from people discussing this idea, this premise that I have, that I think is true, Danny.
I think it's right on, yes.
That the more they win, the harder it's going to be to change the name, whether you like that or not. And a lot of people just told us, well, I'm not going to like the name no matter what, and that's fine. We're kind of drilling down on that element today. Because we also had some people say, I got to be honest with you guys, if they're winning and I'm having a good time, I'm not going to hate the name as much, which also seems reasonable.
Right, and even if you have an opinion one way or the other, what we're asking you to do is think outside of just you for a second. The jerseys are being sold. It's got the C word on them. You know what I mean? The Jaden Daniels jerseys are being sold. The league is talking about our team in a very positive way. All the shouty shows like you right now. All the, it's the sexy thing to be on board. They're trying to build new fans. So for everybody like me, and I'll spoil my answer here, it's never going to grow on me. I'm never going to like it. I want it changed immediately. I can also enjoy the football. I'm a weirdo, though. I acknowledge that. And there's a lot of us that are going to stand fast, stand strong, whatever you want to call it, be stubborn about it. I think that's fine. But in general, if you're arguing against this premise, I think you're, trying to push the boulder uphill. You know what I mean? Like there's
absolutely.
It is right on. I think that's part of the strategy, honestly.
But the premise we can leave in the rear view, having
right.
talked about yesterday.
If we stipulate, hey, this is a fact.
So we're moving on to kind of angle two here. And that is the question of, if they win big, consistently, regularly, if this is a double-digit win operation for a couple years in a row, if they're an annual playoff team for a couple of few years, if they're able to make playoff push once or twice, get deep into the playoffs, and you're enjoying yourself, and you're going to games, and you're picking up some gear, and you're having watch parties, it would seem to reason that the name would be less distasteful to mm-hmm. you, that you might actually grow to like it. Do you agree with that or not? 800-636-1067. Will winning and time help you to come around? That's the question. Now, I already knew your answer before you said it, because I'm going to put you, Danny, in the category of a never-commer.
Right, and I'm a weirdo. I admit that.
You are a never-commer. You're never going to be a Commanders guy, no matter if they win 4 Super Bowls. There is a group of people like you. I just don't know if that's the majority.
I don't think it is. So we have you can check us out on YouTube, right? We're live. You can see our stupid faces. And Brian just said this in the YouTube chat. I think this is perfect. Honestly, once Jaden Daniels got drafted, I stopped associating the C-word with Dan Snyder and started associating it with Jaden Daniels. That's the phenomenon, and that's what we're talking about.
It's the entire point.
Right? That's it.
Somebody called in yesterday and said, every time I see Commanders, I will always think of Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call BS on that a little bit. You think that now. You certainly thought that a year or two ago. But if they go 11-6 this year and 12-5 next year and 11-6 the year after that, and they play in a couple NFC championship games, and then they pay Jaden Daniels at the time, whatever it's going to be, $70 million a year, mm-hmm. and he's flirting with MVP awards, and we've got Lamar Jackson 2.0 or whatever, I don't think you're going to see Commanders and think Dan Snyder. I think you're going to see Commanders and think the time that Jaden Daniels beat the Cowboys in primetime. The time that Jaden Daniels ripped off an 81-yard touchdown run. The time that Jaden Daniels fanned Terry McLaurin in the back of the end zone against the Bengals to start the whole deal. I think those are the things you're going to start to think more as time goes on. Now, will it ever be a beloved name? I'm going to say no, it won't. I guess my big question is how many people are never commerce like you are?
Yeah. Or are you... I guess let's go into a few buckets, right, if we're trying to categorize this thing. Never C-word, me. Then there's the it could happen. There's the it can grow on me, your habit's talking about. Let's say they're good this year. Let's say they're good next year. Let's say they're even better the year after that, and they're a Super Bowl contender. That group of people that I would say vulnerable is not the right word, but susceptible or the potential this exists for them, right, that's a category that's right there. Then there's the I don't care about the name at all, one way or the other. Stop talking about it. Stop crying about it. You're
yeah.
Then the fourth category is whatever the team says I'm in, I'm so excited to swallow the next thing. This is perfect, right? So they're already taken care of.
Right.
Right. That's the smallest group, but they exist.
I think I am probably of those buckets, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I would describe where I'm at is I don't love the name. I don't even necessarily like the name. I don't really care that much. If you gave me a choice, I would choose a different name, and I think it should be something tied to the past, which is what I always wanted. I thought it should have been Red Hogs or Hogs. Could I endorse keeping the name if asked? No, probably not right now. But I am absolutely a guy that in 5 years could care way less about changing it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years could say whatever. Because my concern is, number one, that whatever the next name is, unless it's just Hogs, people aren't going to like less. Unless they do something that basically bridges the new and the old. Maybe not less, but they're also not going to like. I think a lot of the people that hate Commanders are just mad it's not Redskins.
Right.
And I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we lived in a world where Redskins still existed. It doesn't. It can't. Move on. I'm sorry. Like, you just got to figure out a way to be okay with something else. But when they get rid of Commanders and they go to... What else could they go to? Let's say Warriors. Does that fix it? I don't think it necessarily does.
No, it doesn't make it the one thing that a huge percentage of that group is holding out on. Like, guys that are quote-unquote on my team or in my bucket of the never C-word, a lot of them are mad that it's anything other than Redskins.
You saying C-word ricks me.
Sorry. Get over that.
Can you just say never the current name? It just sounds like a kid who's afraid to listen to NSYNC. Like covering his ears because Backstreet Boys came on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that. Anyway,
okay. So
what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there's a huge percentage of the group that's on my team, quote unquote, that will be angry no matter what it is. And we get lumped in with that group. I am not even talking to anyone about the name Redskins.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. I acknowledge the reality. That is detached from reality. What I'm saying is, this one stinks. This one's Dan Snyder. I'll never get over that. Change it immediately to something. The part that I can never get over, and the more that we've gone past this, the more I think about it all the time, was when Wolves and things that are Wolves related was like leading in some polling, and the team specifically said, hey, by the way, it's not going to be Wolves because that costs money. Like, that part of the process showed you that they weren't really thinking about the fans.
In fairness, they did not say that. That was your interpretation.
That's what they said.
They said it would lead to litigation.
Which costs money. So,
but also more obstacles, more money, yes. But essentially, you'd have to get deals in place and do a lot of work that could take a long time with other organizations.
Yeah, translation, effort, money, time. And they said, we're not going to do that because that's what you guys want. And, we don't want the hassle. And that showed me that this whole thing was a farce, and I'll never get over it. And sort of that's where I'm at on that. But it has nothing to do with the old name, if that makes any sense.
I just think if they go back to the old uniforms and get rid of these new uniforms, and while they're winning now over the next couple of years, you're having more fun, there's going to be a massive faction of the people that don't like the name.
100%.
That will come around on it some.
Yes.
I don't think it will ever be more popular than Redskins or beloved, but like there's a 10-year-old who doesn't care about the
right,
old name.
That's exactly right.
There's a 20-year-old who doesn't care about the old name.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 30-year-old probably who doesn't care about the old name that much. 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Sean, who's in Vienna. The question is, if the Commanders win and you're having fun, will the name Commanders grow on you, yes or no?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, thank you for taking my phone call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, buddy.
And just want to say, like, so to touch on a couple points here. First of all, I've kind of maintained this all along, is that I don't necessarily think the brand or doesn't stick necessarily based on winning. While winning does definitely help, especially as it correlates to jersey sales and all that stuff, right? It's going to be much harder to change the name when Jaden Daniels is the number one selling, jersey in the league.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
Yep.
I think as you see, like, the way that teams are kind of building their brand now, it's really strongly really correlates to the new stadiums, right? Like, look at all the new stadiums and how they're built and how they're branded. I think as you go walk the concourse of these stadiums, especially the newer ones, right, they really have the team name and brand built in to the new stadium. So I think as the team starts winning more and as they keep continuing the success, hopefully you're going to see that the brand is going to stick and they're going to correlate that into the building of the new stadium. You're going to see the old, and some of the new things that they're doing, like those little fixes, right, the jersey pants for they're already taking down that Sean Taylor mural that was a farce in the first place to kind of distract everybody from all the nonsense that was happening off the field. They're starting to reverse some of these things, and they're trying to build their own kind of, like, connection with the fan base. And I think that really will kind of be reemphasized when they build the new stadium. You'll see the
thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, and by the way, the timeline on that is that it looks like 2030 is what they've got as an eye line for a new stadium, which would give them ample time to come up with the new name and rebrand and all the things they do and roll it all out together at the new stadium. But his point is good. That would be the path forward if you're losing and if you're still bad.
Yep.
And if you're 5-12 this year and 4-13 next year.
You got to do something to make people excited.
Right, but yep. If you're good, then the new stadium just is the command center, and it's just the continuation of the elevation of the organization come 6 years from now. Let's go to Edwin in Silver Spring on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Edwin, winning and fun, change at all how you feel about the name moving forward?
The name will never be legitimate to me. I'm right there with Danny. First of all, the origin of the name, how we came to get the name in the first place, how the name even came to be that, that we were forced to change our original name. And then how they just bungled the whole process. It's a lousy name, And the song will always be there as well, So when we win, we'll always play that song. The song's never going away. So there's always going to be a reminder, even for like future generations, that our name was something else, And then we basically had to have Commanders because they just, made something on the fly quickly. So I feel that, I'm loving everything that's happening right now. But I really wish we could go back to Washington football team. But I feel like this.
Edwin, let me ask you a question. I got a question for you specifically. Because there is a frustration that they changed the name at all that's obvious, which I'm not critiquing or upset with. I totally can relate to that and understand it. But would any name have appealed to you?
You know what? I like the name Washington Football Team. I honestly did. It grew on me. I felt like it was like there was a respectability about the name. It was kind of like, okay, we can't name it what we want to name it. We're not going to name it
right.
From mascot, super mascot name. We'll just be Washington Football Team. That's what we are. That's what we're about.
So it is about Commanders and not just that it's not Redskins. It is that you don't
like the name.
Okay.
The name Commanders itself is lousy. You know,
yep.
It's a lousy name.
Thank you, buddy. I can't push back on that.
Right.
It's not a great name. I don't like it. And also, here's the tougher part they've got to overcome. It's not just that they're trying to make an unpopular name that like 15% of the fan base liked, according to the Washington Post and polling this year, more popular. We were all here when it was done. It was not done well.
Right.
The day when you let us know what the team name is, there was a helicopter hovering overhead that blew the story a day early. By the way, you'd already accidentally blown the story 2 weeks before that because you showed us the accidental picture in the window on your own production that you put out, which nobody talks about anymore, but is so hilarious
and so embarrassing. Yeah, making the brand.
And on top of all of that, the way that you did it was Doug Williams just kind of pointing in the background going, "We're the Commanders," like sitting in a folding chair at the 42-yard line at a stadium that nobody likes. On a national TV show that nobody in this town that's a fan of the team has any care for. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
So that's the part you've got to overcome as much as just that the name itself is not well-liked.
Yeah, the associations with it, right? I mean, for me, it's Snyder. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you go, I don't necessarily think of Snyder that way. Some of us do. Some of us think of 2222. Some of us think of that the burgundy is going to be the same, and it's not. Some of us think about that process of making the brand and how a bunch of guys that aren't with the organization or soon will not be with the organization were the ones, quote-unquote, making all these decisions, and nothing about it is appealing. So there's not a great brand association. The point here is if you do get a good brand association, a.k.a. hosting playoff games, going to NFC title games and the like, how much can that change for a big portion of this fan base?
I was just talking to two dudes who came out to say hello to us and to listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
who are in their mid-20s, about this here at our on-site broadcast at Atlas Brewworks. And they don't mind the name as much as, say, you do. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But their point is, when they win, I'm not going to care.
Yep.
And they're younger and don't have the ties to the old thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
That cannot be underscored enough. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that in a boardroom somewhere in Ashburn, they don't necessarily need to have a meeting where they go, how do we get Danny to like the name?
Right.
They need to figure out, how do we get the random guy that doesn't care that much and doesn't like the name to be okay with it? And having an MVP caliber quarterback and a playoff team that can make a deep run is a pretty good answer and solution. 800-636-1067 is the number. Look, we're all in the same boat here, I would say. There's a lot of us that don't like the name very much, but the team looks like it is trending in the right direction this season. It could be a very good year. If they win this weekend, they'll be well on their way to one of their best records in the 2000s. And that's going to help the name settle in a little more. If they start winning and you're having fun watching them, will the name grow on you, yes or no? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
At Atlas Brew Works in Alexandria until 6:30. Grant and Danny on the Fan. A Friday field trip out and about out of the studio as we get ready for football and the Commanders and the Browns from Northwest Stadium on Sunday. The question for you: if the team keeps winning and if you're having fun watching them, will you come around on the name? Danny, you don't see any chance that the name, even if it stays unpopular to you, resonates better when you hear it.
No, and it's not for me, but I also know that I'm weird, right? I know that I'm unusual. I hold grudges that last in perpetuity. Like, I will never go to the current stadium. I don't care what you name it. I don't care who the new ownership is or management is. And if they build a new stadium, either. Out of, like, my abject refusal to put myself to that again. But I know that I'm a weirdo. I know that I'm over the top. I know that that's the way that I'm wired is not how most people are. So I fully acknowledge that there are stubborn refusers in my ranks that are just like me, that it'll never grow on them because they see what I see and they sense what I sense. But I also have to acknowledge, because it's correct, there is an enormous population where they are currently getting all their drills together, like Daniel Day-Lewis in the movie about oil, and they're about to drink the milkshake. Like, they are going to tap that vein and get a whole bunch of new groups of fans going, yeah, I don't mind it. In fact, none of them don't mind it. I'm into it because all I think about is them winning a bunch of games, and Jaden Daniels is awesome.
Yeah, so for me, I'd prefer it to change, but that's kind of where it ends. Like, I always used to say, Mike Wise used to have a show on this station, was a columnist for the Washington Post, and he was actively, aggressively, as I would say, trying to get the Redskins to change their name.
Uh-huh.
And it got to a point where, and this is not a ding at Wise, but you know, he was an activist, essentially, for the cause. I said at the time, their name is the Redskins, I'm going to call them the Redskins, and when it's not the Redskins anymore, I'm not going to call them that, I'll call them whatever the new name is, which is why I now call them Commanders. You're more of an activist at this point against the name Commanders. You actively are trying to get them to change it. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. You know, not a...
No, I get
just the difference in philosophy.
Right.
Their name's the Commanders. I call them the Commanders. Tell me when to call them something else. That's where I'm at. Would I like the name to change? Sure. But because I'm not as dug in as you, being an activist against the name, so to speak, in 3 years, if they've made three playoff appearances and played in two NFC title games, yeah, clearly my interest in the name changing will change. change a little bit. I mean, that's just common sense. I think I'll always prefer something else because I just don't think it's that good of a name. I'll always wish it was the Hogs or the Wolves or whatever. But the answer for me is yes, I think that fun and winning is going to make the name more palatable.
And of course it will. How long did it take you for Wizards? Now, I know you didn't have the Bullets Association.
Different for me because I didn't. I knew what the Bullets were.
Right.
It meant really nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be the equivalent, I would say, of like a, maybe a, the Wizards changed when I was a teenager. I'd be like a 15-year-old Commanders fan or something.
Gotcha.
I mean, the Wizards actually changed. I was probably still in late elementary. I would have been like 12 years old or something.
You were a kid. I mean, so I refused to say that stupid name for a long time.
As a kid, I didn't even dislike Wizards.
Right.
In fact, I still really don't. I acknowledge now as a grown-up, the name Wizards is not as cool as most of the NBA names, and the name Bullets and the everything about the Bullets is better and cooler when you look back, no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the evidence you need about kids now. When they changed it to Wizards, I thought it was awesome that it was new and there were different colors. And it, I took new as, like, better.
Yeah, and you know that Washington is known for its wizardry. So, yeah, that felt really on point and brandly. But it took me forever just to even say it and get to that point where it's like, it's common, but it's nothing I can do about it.
That's back when you used to call them the W word.
Right. I mean, to me, that was as close, that's as close to comp as I can get. The best I'll ever do is just give up tantruming. That's as good as this name is going to be with me. I will acknowledge that it's
but
never changing.
But are you going to get there? It. Will we beat you into submission?
Yeah, because
then the answer to the question is yes.
But no, it's.
I don't think the question is will you like the name. I think it's just
will it grow on you.
Will you soften on the name?
Well, let me try to come at you a different way. I am not sitting here stumping, and even if I was this way, but I would never sit here and stump. It's got to be Redskins. Change it back to Redskins. That's not happening. I know it's not changing back to Bullets. So me fighting about it is futile. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the best I can offer people that like this stupid team name, which is so awful they should change it right now, is I'll eventually stop arguing.
Meaning if you lose, rather than pretending like you won, you'll acknowledge you lost and you'll go home.
Yeah, like I'm not going to pretend. You know what I mean? Like that's as good as it's going to get. So if that's a softening, I don't know, but I'll never be happy with it. I'll never be okay with it. I'll never like it. I mean, that's you know, way more a stretch than
Let's go to Joe in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, kind of inherent in your question
Joe.
Is...
Hey, man.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello? You're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Inherent in your question is that, we're still watching the team and care about it. I mean, there are a lot of us that have become so detached, I don't even watch the games anymore. I was a season ticket holder for a long time, but I got out when they changed the name. I don't even watch the games anymore. I don't care. And the only way I could think they could ever try to get me back, I mean, they're not going to change it back to Redskins, but if they had not adopted a name that at least incorporates the legacy, maybe that had a shot. But, you know, at this point, I don't know what they're going to do. Harris has a big problem. The other point I want to make is that, let's be clear here, the reason the name changed from Redskins was not because of some kind of Native American protest. The partners got a lot of their cohorts, manufacturing companies and retailers, to boycott the name. I mean, that's been pretty well documented through the ESPN stories and such. So I think that's important to know.
Sure. I don't disagree with that. Appreciate you. I don't think we need to re-legislate the changing of the name. I think it's a good phone call. Thank you. I would point out, though, that the Indians are no longer the Guardians. There's a lot of college team names that have changed as well. Yes, I think that expedited it. That's why they changed their name as quickly as they did. Snyder being hated did not help. But the Cleveland Indians do not exist anymore. The logo for a lot of teams has changed. Whether you acknowledge or agree or disagree, we are at a point in 2024 where it is less acceptable to a lot of people for names and logos and things to exist. And you can disagree, but the noise gets so loud that eventually people say, we're not going to put your jersey in our stores. We're not going to allow you to make money by way of this venue. And that's what happened. I think the fact that Snyder was in a fight with an owner is how we got there in this case as quickly as we did.
He had no leg to stand on. He had no backing, right? When he said never in all caps, that was because everyone was on board with, you know, that branding and the like. And then when it became the arm wrestling match, whatever you want to call it, then, you know, he was forced to do it because of financial reasons.
But I'd love if we can to not go back to whether or not they should change the name and your personal opinions on them changing the name. We've done that ad nauseum. We're in the middle of a football season. It's a pretty pointed, specific question here. The team's got a chance to be 4-1 as the Commanders. If they're good and if you're having fun, and obviously that means you're in watching, which mm-hmm. he's not. By the way, how many people do you think are like that? I think they exist.
Yeah.
I could tell they exist based on how hard it was during the start of the season for us to get people excited and to get phone calls. And it just feels like the fan base is smaller.
Yeah, it's a smaller fan base than it used to be.
But I think a lot of those people have checked all the way out. Like, they're not listening to shows like this one.
Right.
They're not consuming any content. It's not like they're still a big fan that listen to this show and don't watch the games. I think the number of people that have just sworn them off to the point where they're not watching the games, I think that group exists, but there's way more people that are just watching and annoyed by the name.
Yes. I think that's the larger slice of the pie, right? Where they go, yeah, it could be better, but oh, well, this is what we got.
This is the team mm-hmm. that I grew up with.
That's right.
Bob in Fairfax on G&D. You're on the Fan. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing? First of all, I just want to say love the show. I really appreciate what you guys do. I am
a longtime
Redskins Commanders fan going back to the early 80s. I grew up in Baltimore, so my first 20 years – I was a diehard Colts fan, moved to this area after college, and, of course, the perfect time from 82 to 93 was a perfect time to be a Redskins fan. And the Colts taken out of town, you know, made me even more of a Redskins fan. And so I would agree with the caller from Arlington and with Danny. For longtime Redskins fans, you know, 40 years or whatever, it's hard to get over the name change. And I don't think that ever changes. However, I think most people realize it can't be the Redskins. The thing that I wish they could do is keep the legacy, the logo, and if they had, like, the name Warriors, I think they could have kept that. So, you know, I think there was a discussion about making the name the Commanders. Was that what the fans wanted? I don't think they, you know, that Danny and the crew went with what the fans wanted.
Well, no fans had. Wanted
yeah.
Commanders.
Nobody listed that one.
But to answer the question directly, if we may, if they go, let's just say 12-5 this year and play in the NFC Championship game, let's get crazy. Does the name Commanders have any more of a positive connotation for you next September? That's the question.
That's the essential question.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. And
800-636-1067.
Because if the door's open, I think that's what the Hog Ownership Group is counting on.
Yeah.
Because my point is, this is what I'm arguing, but it's hard to pull, you know, tens of thousands of people, and because everyone's fandom is so personal. Like this guy, like he moved from Baltimore, and he became a fan because of this, or this guy became a fan because his father-in-law did this, or whatever. But if the window is open, the door's open, whatever analogy you want to use to say, all we need is X, Y, Z, and we now have X, and we're on our way to Y and Z, you're going to win enough fans where it's worthwhile just to keep it, and that's all she wrote.
Let's go to Callahan listening on the Always Free Odyssey app in Minnesota. Callahan, you're on G&D. What's up?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sir?
First, I want to say, once I moved to Minnesota, I grew up watching the team. I love the team name Redskins. And people comment on it when I'm wearing my jerseys, jackets, and hats. I wish they'd bring the name back. Part of me thinks that, but, dude, I just want to win football games. The last time we won a playoff game, I was 3 years old. I'm 22 years old now. But on top of that, I would like to put, yes, winning football will help me somewhat, like, tolerate the name. But I would love to see us bring back the uniforms the Hogs wore, Daryl Green, Art Monk, Riggins, the old ones without the Redskins name on the chest, put the stripes back on the helmet. And another thing I'd love to see is bring back the alternate leather helmet uniforms. Like, that has nothing on it representing Redskins. I want to see that pay heritage to our old name of the organization, the Redskins. I want to see something like that, just to make it feel like I'm watching the team I grew up with, besides the logo on the helmet, and have it be a W right now. If we keep winning,
yeah, there's
dude,
no reason they
I'm
can't do
happy.
That, by the way. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. There's no reason they can't go back to those uniforms. You take the logo, The Native American headdress, you take that out of the equation, you take the word Redskins off, and the uniform looks the exact same. There's zero reason why they shouldn't do that as soon as next year. To me, it's the ultimate no-brainer. There's no one that would dislike
right,
that.
Nothing that's in your control, too. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, get after that.
I don't understand why that wouldn't happen, hasn't happened, isn't on the table. Definitely should be a thing. But, again, that was a 22-year-old
yep.
who is way more malleable, if you will,
yes.
in his hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hear you saying, I just want to win. I can come around, I guess, even though I don't like it. I think if you were at the parade, if you were around for the Joe Gibbs 1.0, it's just going to be harder for you to come around, obviously. That goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
G&D on the fan. Is it weird? Something outrageous happened out here today at the Atlas Brew Works. One of our producers did something we think was egregious. The question is it egregious? Is it weird? We will get to that next on the fan. Welcome back. Live from Atlas Brew Works, Grant and Danny on the fan. We're at the Alexandria location of Atlas Brew Works. So every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday for primetime football, starting with Monday Night Football coming up, they're going to be open until the end of the game, serving full restaurant, full drinks menu.
Food is awesome, dude.
They had, you know, earlier in the season, not been open the entire time, but Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, they'll be open all game long for every primetime football game, serving the full menu. So that's one thing I wanted to note. They also have a big celebration for their 11th anniversary. That's coming up at their Ivy City location tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to take part in that, you can go enjoy. This is one of three locations, Ivy City, Navy Yard, where you and I go quite frequently,
yep.
and then out here in Alexandria. But they've been awesome to us today. It's been a lot of fun.
I love it here. The space is amazing. There's a big garage door style, well, door, right next to us that it's open because the weather's nice. So kind of the inside-outside mix. Place is buzzing with people. There's a lot of Washington Local 53 jerseys and paraphernalia around. People are drinking the beers, eating some pizza. We had some Dominant wings a moment ago. This place rules.
Yeah, the Old Bay extra crispy chicken wings are doing their thing.
Yep, they're working.
I'm feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is time right now on Grant and Danny on a Football Friday for a little Is It Weird? Starring one of our producers on G&D. Did somebody say questionable behavior? Here's what happened. We are having a show meeting. I want everyone to remember that part.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's formal. We're you know, you could wear a T-shirt.
Yeah, but we're picnic tables outside.
Our boss left the office
yep.
to meet us and had documents and a notebook in his hand where he opened said documents in a folder and a notebook and went over some things he needed to share with us. It's about as serious as a radio meeting gets.
I would say so. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
So we're having this meeting. We are eating pizza on paper plates, all right, but we're enjoying ourselves. And we're breaking down, chopping it up, the Grant and Danny radio program from
sure.
all angles. In the middle of our boss talking to our producer, Darius, I want you to you be our boss, and
yep.
I want you, as if you're talking to me, say, now, Darius, one thing I want you to think about.
So there's something that I actually was thinking about.
Hey, real quick.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of turns their attention to Ryan.
Thinking this is a contribution to the meeting.
Why did you just cut off our boss? Why are you so comfortable?
Yeah.
Why are you so loud in this moment? What is happening? And then he goes, Darius, are you going to finish your crust? And we all like look at him like, what? And then we see on Darius's plate, he's got two pieces of crust, pizza bone, left on his plate. And for whatever reason, after being done with his pizza for several minutes, he hasn't eaten. Now, we all agree Darius is wrong for this.
Yes.
Because crust is the best part. The cutting off the boss in the serious moment to then yell across the way. Like he was across you, me, the boss, all the way one end of the table to the other.
Yes, so I was in between him and Darius, and there's a good – it's not outside of arm's length. It's like a person and a half.
He could not have reached Darius.
He couldn't have reached Darius. And as points are being made, thoughtful commentary, work things.
Are you going to finish that?
basically was.
And Darius is like, "What?" He like points at his plate.
Darius goes,
"You're gonna eat your crust?"
No. I guess not. And that's not what we're doing. We're now doing crust.
So Darius hands the plate to Danny, who has to hand it to me, who has to hand it to CK, who has to hand it to someone else to give it to Ryan at the end of the table. And eventually he gets the crust, and I'm thinking he's going to pull away the part that Darius has bit off of, because I wouldn't even eat crust after my wife or after my children. And he just proceeds to eat the crust that Darius was just eating bite by bite. So there's a lot to chew on here, literally and figuratively.
Oh, thank you.
But notably, is it weird that he asked for the crust?
Yes.
Is it weird that he ate the crust?
Yes.
Is anything about this not weird? Ryan, please, defend yourself.
None of it is weird, by the way. Mm. I will actually even throw this in Darius's face. I think it's the weirdest part about the story is that he never finished his crust. I'm a crust guy, just like everyone else is. I will never not finish a crust. I saw that crust sitting there. It was like perfectly burnt, crispy, just exactly what I want when I look for a nice crust. It was sitting it there, just right there in front of his Coca-Cola. I wanted to get the crust. It was calling my name, and I got the crust, and I wanted to make sure before maybe you guys got it, maybe before Darius finished it. I wanted the crust.
Did you consider not cutting CK off mid-sentence to get the crust?
Did not.
You'll notice there's three crust guys at this table right now. Not one of us cut off our boss, and not one of us were like, even if we wanted the crust, you bit after Darius. You didn't cut it off.
Is it weird? Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Ryan, you cut off our boss.
I did cut off the boss, and I felt bad, but I forgot the Talladega Nights. I forgot Will Ferrell's character in it. He said one.
That'd be Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Great movie, by the way. I love Talladega Nights. He said one thing. If you aren't first, you're last. I was not going to be last. I was going to be first there. If I had to cut off the boss to get that pizza crust, I was going to cut off the boss, and therefore I did.
So listen, I have eaten crust after my children, yes, wife, etc. Even still with these loved ones, and we're all always sharing germs. Everyone's sick all the time. You got to at least tear apart. You basically made out with Darius.
Yes.
Via the crust.
I did.
Have you considered...
The strangest part by far.
It's flu season. It's sick season. Everybody's home. The worst time of year to... I'm not a germaphobe or anything, but I am a guy who isn't going to actively just eat after people. Did you consider cutting away at the parts he'd bitten at all?
Well, I know I have talked about this maybe vaguely with you guys, but one thing about me is I like to strengthen my immune system. And some of that is by when food drops on the floor, you pick it up and you eat it. If someone else's germs have eaten a pizza and there's a crust left, you eat the pizza crust. That is actually good for you by boosting your immune system.
That's science. He just scienced you right in your face.
I scienced you.
Do we need to grill Darius a little bit for not eating his crust?
No. Listen, nothing things could happen. You could be full. You could have eaten lunch not too long before that. I think he's wrong. I finished my crust. I don't share food with anybody any time. But, like, you know, maybe his appetite isn't there. I don't know. We can make fun if we want. Ryan cut off our boss, reached across three different people, and shoved it in his mouth, like, without, you know, maybe biting at a different end or something. That is just incredible.
Darius, do you have anything you'd like to add?
So I did eat the crust from one of the slices. The second slice, the one where Ryan felt the need to cut off our boss and get the remaining crust from it, I did not eat that because it was a little too crispy. It was a little too burnt for my liking, so I didn't have the appetite to
eat that.
The wait char and the crispiness,
yeah,
you're going to get thrown right out of this courtroom. I mean, so delicious.
It's the best
sound
part
of the bus backing up.
It's quite literally the best part.
If you like the taste of a brick oven, then yeah, it's great for you, but it wasn't for me.
It's amazing. It's
so
the best
good
part.
All it was amazing. So we're going to set that to the side because I don't want Darius to be on trial here.
Yeah, we're going
to
treat it like a crust.
It sounds like it's a 3-0 vote, though.
Yeah, it's
right. I mean, it's definitely weird.
The cutting off, weird. Aggressive.
Let's say we weren't in a show meeting and our boss wasn't getting cut off. You go anywhere with four dudes sitting around and someone says, hey, you can eat your crust, and just grabs it like they're your brother.
So, Ryan, Grant's got half that wing down. Would you take the other half?
I won't because I'm full, but if I wasn't full, I would definitely ask for it. I would.
Man.
I will say, though, like, this dynamic between us, it's like we see each other more than anybody else.
Sure.
Like, so it's kind of like a family dynamic that we do have. And, yes, we don't share DNA and everything, but still.
DNA.
Do you want some? I guess you got Darius's
today. We shared DNA today.
You and I'll tell you, you and Darius share a lot of DNA
today
at lunchtime.
Did.
Yeah, don't do 23andMe well, today.
It's true. But still, like, you guys are like my brothers. Like, I feel like as if we could share food, and if someone takes a bite out of a chicken
sandwich. I don't
sandwich,
share food with my brothers.
I know, but that's
weird. Yeah, but that's weird.
That's weird.
If my wife, actually this happened recently, my wife wanted a bite of my Chipotle burrito. Do you want to know what I did? I walked over to the counter. I pulled out the silverware. I cut off the tip of my burrito with a fork and a knife, and I handed it to her. There is no chance I'm biting after somebody. That's disgusting.
I know. We've talked. That is weird, though. That is weird.
Wait, that's weird.
No.
Yes.
I'm not on trial here. Go back to him.
I know.
He asked for Darius's stupid crust.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Darius should have
eaten. Crust.
If I could,
it was a great crust.
If
not
I could step in real
crust.
Quick. Momar in the chat said that Ryan has a PhD in bro science. I think that's a great line.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got to get our confidence points picks lined up. We will do that next. And we'll make our picks for the Commanders and the Browns as Washington tries to get to 4-1. You're listening to G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.